When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
I'm Jody Jackson with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Ohio State linebacker Sonny Styles was the star of day one at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. He became the first linebacker since 2003 that weighs over 240 pounds to run a sub 4.5 40-yard dash, broad jump over 11 feet, and to have a vertical jump over 40 inches. In other news, NFL Network's Cameron Wolf is reporting the Colts and quarterback Anthony Richardson have mutually agreed to seek a trade. Richardson was the fourth overall pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, but played just 17 games in 3 seasons with Indy. And NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero is reporting the Jets are trading pass rusher Jermaine Johnson II to the Titans in exchange for nose tackle Tavondre Sweat. The trade cannot become official until the new league year, which begins March 11. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Spring savings start early at Lowe's. Get a Kobalt 24-volt max leaf blower for just $99. It's powerful, lightweight, and ready to go. Plus, get 4 bags of Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil for just $10. Don't wait. Get everything you need to start on your spring projects today. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/4. Soil offer excludes Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health question.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
Locally family-owned and operated, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, celebrating 55 years and thanking you for your support. All month long, for every $50 spent, you get $5 off. All brands and products, Wrangler, Carhartt, Levi, work boots, all weather gear, everything in stock. $50 spent, $5 off. And don't forget, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. Thank you for 55 years. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday,
February 27th, 2026, and Kevin Will.
County Planning Commission approves home development project in San Miguel. First San Luis Obispo County Young Republicans chapter meeting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Planning Commission approved a 181 home development project in San Miguel on Thursday. The project would sit on a 43-acre parcel and be developed through four phases, contingent with upgrades to the San Miguel Wastewater Treatment Plant. San Miguel CSD General Manager Kelly Dodd says the CSD's Wastewater Treatment System Plant can currently support the first phase of the project, but further phases would need to wait on expansion. A majority of the project will be for single-family residential housing, with other lots to be used for commercial development, parks, and open space. The project site is located on the bluff overlooking the Salinas River at 3000 Indian Valley Road, near the intersection of North River and Cross Canyon Roads. The city of Paso Robles announced the latest appointments for its planning commission. City Council concluded interviews for three seats on February 11th, whose terms will all start March 1st. The council reappointed Ty Christensen and Eric Marlowe to the Planning Commission and appointed Ashley Lorenz as a new commissioner. Novo Moy Celebration of Life this Saturday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Celebration of Life for Normal Moy will be held this Saturday, February 28th. This will take place at 11 a.m. in the Estrella Building in the Mid-State Fairgrounds. The event will include several guest speakers, including friends, business associates, and others connected to Norma's work. The first ever Young Republicans chapter in San Luis Obispo County will be holding its inaugural meeting in late March. Convening at the San Luis Obispo County Republican headquarters in Atascadero, the meeting will take place Saturday, March 28th at 5:30 p.m. Guest speakers present will be District Attorney Dan Dow, former Assistant Attorney General at the U.S. Department of Justice Michael Gates, and San Luis Obispo Young Republicans founder and chairman Roman Medeiros. A release from the newly established Young Republicans chapter says its goals are to champion Republican principles, elect principled candidates, defend limited government, individual liberty, fiscal responsibility, strong national defense, timeless moral values, and raise the next generation of leaders with advancing the faith of Jesus Christ. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo responded to a gas incident yesterday morning at about 10:15 a.m. at 2101 Canvasback Place in Avila Beach. Cal Fire says a trenching operation struck a natural gas line, resulting in the active leak. Crews immediately established a safety perimeter upon confirmation of a gas release. Crews evacuated 100 residents, and an additional 200 residents were directed to shelter in place. The gas utility company responded quickly and successfully mitigated the leak at about noon. Once the area was deemed safe, the shelter in place and evacuation orders were lifted. No injuries were reported from this incident. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Timberwolves beat the Clippers 94-88, the Suns over the Lakers 113-110, the Kings beat the Mavericks 130-121, the Pelicans over the Jazz 129-118, the Hawks beat the Wizards 126-96. Tonight, the Nuggets will face the Thunder, the Grizzlies will go against the Mavericks, the Nets will face the Celtics, the Knicks will go against the Bucks, the Cavaliers will face the Pistons. In California news, 64-year-old David Funson, a serial child molester set to be released under California's parole law, is now facing new charges. Prosecutors in Roseville announced they are seeking to file new charges against Funson over alleged child sexual assault that occurred in 1996. He continues to remain behind bars as he awaits an arraignment hearing. A ruling by Alameda County Superior Court ruled that immigrant truck drivers will be able to keep their licenses in California. The California DMV was ordered by the U.S. Department of Transportation to rescind the licenses of more than 20,000 immigrants last fall, but the new ruling will extend the expiration dates to drivers to March 6th. State Senator Maria Elena Durazo and Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula introduced the Medi-Cal Access Restoration Act, which, if approved, would reinstate full-scope Medi-Cal benefits to undocumented adults. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Some farmers might be leaving money on the table by not enrolling in conservation or carbon sequestration programs. But farmers are right to be skeptical of these organizations that are administered by people who don't know them or their operation. Eric Dinger, CEO of Land Option, says he's found local trusted agronomic advisors to be the missing link in enrolling more farms into these programs.
I was on a trip in South Georgia talking with farmers and producers about a carbon program that we had started with Arbor Day Carbon. It wasn't going all that well, and I called my dad back home in Southwest Minnesota, and dad had just taken a Pivot Bio dealership. I would say, "Dad, I'm having a heck of a time getting these guys interested in what I'm doing." And he would say, "Man, that stinks. I've added 5,000 acres this week." And then while I was on one of those trips, just thinking, "Man, Dad, all I need is somebody with your trust and credibility in Southwest Minnesota, but I need them in Southwest Georgia." He was like, "Well, obviously they're there. Go find them." And so then you kind of set out on a new path to find those trusted advisors, those trusted stakeholders in rural communities. And so that's what we're building with Land Option.
Land Option wants to become the go-to tool for farmers to enroll in programs that fit their operations.
Hello, cattlemen. Kretschmann Angus invites you to their annual bull sale on February 28th in Buffalo, Wyoming, where they'll sell over 70 yearling Black Angus bulls. If you like breeding bulls with natural muscle, shape, and volume, along with excellent carcass traits in a calving ease package, then join Kretschmann Angus February 28th at 1 Buffalo Livestock Marketing, Buffalo, Wyoming. Videos and details at KretschmannAngus.com and bid live on DV Auction.
Looking for your next rope horse, barrel prospect, or a dependable ranch mount? The Cowboy Country Horse Sale brings quality horses and honest consigners together, plus a full trade show with tack, equipment, western wear, and equine services. Whether you're buying, selling, or just coming to shop, it's a weekend built for real horsemen and women. Join us March 20th and 21st at the Camplex in Gillette, alongside the Gillette College Rodeo. Find previews and vendor info on Facebook at Cowboy Country Horse Sale. Good horses, good people. Done right.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. With the collapse of Del Monte Foods' U.S. canned fruit business following the company's bankruptcy last year and subsequent cannery closure, affected clean peach growers are seeking financial relief to help recover from the loss of one of the sector's biggest buyers. In the past, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has funded voluntary tree pull programs to address industry oversupply. Peach growers learned this past August that their long-term contracts with Del Monte were canceled due to the company's bankruptcy. The California Canning Peach Association filed a claim with the bankruptcy court for the value of the rejected contracts, which amounted to more than $500 million for peach contracts set to expire between 2026 and 2044. U.S. Representative Mike Thompson said he's working to identify relief for growers through existing federal programs or by crafting new legislation. "We're looking at every possible specialty crop support program that could come into play," he said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight with low 50s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly cloudy on Sunday, mostly sunny Monday, partly cloudy Tuesday, sunny Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 70 Saturday, upper 60 Sunday through Wednesday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and fair in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wholesale inflation rose more than expected at the start of this year. Stocks are selling off as hopes of a fresh interest rate cut from the Federal Reserve fade. The producer price index was up 0.5% in January and up 2.9% on an annual basis. Core inflation for the year was up 3.6%. However, there are a couple of encouraging reports. Construction spending rose 0.3% in December, the reading better than expected, and Midwest manufacturing improved this month at a faster pace than predicted. The Chicago Purchasing Managers Index rose to a reading of 57.7, up from January. Target is getting rid of cereals with artificial colors. It expects the change to be implemented by the end of May. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Burlogger Excavation has been serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in bulldozer work for ranch and rural landowners. Call Burlogger if you need roads graded, fire breaks, or have erosion issues. Whether you need springtime disking, clearing, or general bulldozer work, they have the machines to tackle the job. Call or text 805-674-5141 or find them on the Creston Sawmill Burlogger Excavation Facebook page.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles, refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, open mic Friday. Kenny and Darcia will be in. Then tomorrow morning at 6:05, it is Pure Country, followed by Diane. A couple hours of wheeling and dealing on the country store. Jimmy's in to take care of your car, questions, and any concerns. And, of course, Gary Brill in the jukebox starting at 7.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Hi, this is Tristan from Roosters Firearms. Hunters, marksmen, and long range shooters, the wait is over. Roosters Firearms is now your official dealer of Fierce Firearms. Experience the precision, performance, and custom quality of Fierce rifles, built to thrive in the toughest conditions and with the accuracy you can count on in the field or at the range. Our knowledgeable and helpful staff will help you find the perfect Fierce rifle, set you up with the right optics and accessories, and make sure you're ready for your next hunt or competition. To celebrate our new partnership, we're offering exclusive calibers and a custom long range package ready for even the most challenging conditions. Discover the latest models and calibers in store today. Fierce Firearms, built to perform for those who demand the best, now available at Roosters Firearms, located at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton. Stop by Roosters Firearms today or call 805-369-6242 to experience your hands-on demo today.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Usually fame follows the man who kills a famous outlaw. Unfortunately, it didn't happen that way for the sheriff of Lincoln County, New Mexico. With the outbreak of the Lincoln County War and William H. Bonney being transformed to Billy the Kid, in 1880, Pat Garrett was elected the sheriff of Lincoln County on the promise that he would bring in Billy the Kid. Within 3 weeks, Garrett had captured him. The Kid was sentenced to be hanged. But before the sentence could be carried out, he escaped. Again, Pat Garrett took after the Kid, this time killing him supposedly from ambush. Two successes over Billy the Kid evidently used up all of Pat Garrett's luck, because from that time forward, nothing went well for him. He lost his job as sheriff, and Garrett had to hire a lawyer to get the $500 reward that was offered for Billy the Kid. Although ghost written, a book with Garrett's name on it was a flop. It was called The Authentic Life of Billy the Kid, the Noted Desperado of the Southwest, whose deeds of daring have made his name a terror in New Mexico, Arizona, and northern Mexico. After failing at cattle ranching, Pat was appointed as collector of customs, but he lost his job. Pat owned a ranch near Las Cruces that he had leased to Wayne Brazil. Needing money, Pat agreed to sell it to someone else. Not happy about the possibility of being kicked off the ranch, Brazil encountered Garrett on February 29, 1908. And while Garrett was facing the other direction, Brazil shot him twice. Today, Billy the Kid's grave is topped by a monument and protected by a steel fence with a nearby museum honoring him. Pat Garrett, on the other hand, has no tombstone, no monument, no fence, and no reputation. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Hi, I'm Jody Landon representing the Ladies Conference. Our all-volunteer team would love to invite you to our 43rd annual event on Friday evening, March 20th and Saturday the 21st at the Colony Park on Traffic Way in Atascadero. This year's theme is Equipped and Empowered and will be fabulous with our two speakers. A mother-daughter team, Denise Windorf and Brooke Andrews, will bring us four sessions from their decades of experience of teaching. Denise co-authored a DVD Bible-based series which sold over 3 million copies. Her daughter, Brooke, has a heart in helping others grasp the living Word of God. She teaches at Biola University and at retreats and events. Lisa Reef's team will be back with her beautiful worship. Dessert on Friday night and a catered lunch will be served on Saturday. We'll have shopping available with local artisans, a prayer team on hand, and we'll get you out the door by 3 p.m. on Saturday. Register at ladiesconference.com. You may also text or leave a message with our registrar at 805-674-4468. We have tables of 9, and you get a better seat if you register early.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. The first ever Young Republicans chapter in San Luis Obispo County will be holding its inaugural meeting in late March, convening at the San Luis Obispo County Republican headquarters in Atascadero, Saturday, March 28th at 5:30 p.m. Guest speakers will be District Attorney Dan Dow, former Assistant Attorney General at the U.S. Department of Justice Michael Gates as well. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a gas line incident yesterday morning at 2101 Canvasback Place in Avila Beach. Crews immediately established a perimeter, evacuating 100 residents and ordering 200 to shelter in place. The leak was successfully mitigated at about noon. No injuries were reported. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. Bill Clinton will soon answer questions in suburban New York from the House Oversight Committee.
The former president met and even traveled with Jeffrey Epstein. Democrats believe that hauling in former President Clinton gives them ammo to request an appearance by President Trump, especially if they flip the House in this fall's midterms.
That's Fox's Chad Pergam reporting. President Trump will stop in the port city of Corpus Christi, Texas, later today, talking about lowering energy prices as key to his economic plan. While he's there, he's going to be standing in front of one of the seized Venezuelan oil tankers. And the U.S. ambassador in Israel telling embassy staff, if you want to go, leave today as tensions are heightened in the region. America's listening to Fox News.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
Unwind with social hour at Cella Restaurante and Bar inside Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, enjoy $5 draft beer, $10 draft wine and margarita pizza, and $14 barrel-aged cocktails crafted with locally sourced ingredients. You'll find a thoughtful mix of local and imported draft wines, local craft beers, and cocktails aged for 30 days for exceptional depth and flavor. Let the Paso evenings begin.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero is celebrating their 47th anniversary by giving you a 40% discount on selected frames. Don't miss this opportunity to update your look, and our veteran team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect frame at 40% off. This special offer cannot be combined with insurance or other promotions. If you're looking for glasses or frames from infants to adults, you will find the top brand names in fashion eyewear at Michael's Optical. 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero. Both Michael and Kathy invite you to celebrate with them on their 47th anniversary by giving you 40% off on selected frames. If you want to look your best, come see us at Michael's Optical.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All righty, what are we looking at on this Friday? Well, we're looking at temperatures. Let's see here. Let's get the mic level. It somehow it just went down. All righty, we're going to have sun and clouds today. Highs in the upper 70s. And partly cloudy tonight and getting a little bit more cloudy. Maybe even some fog late tonight and early morning. Overnight lows right around 50, then clouds and sunshine 80 mixed in on your Saturday. Sunday will drop down with some clouds into the upper 60s. Same on Monday. Tuesday, low 70s, upper 60s. Wednesday, Thursday, upper 60s. And a week from today, sunny, low 70s, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 5, up and down, 6:36 a.m., 5:57 p.m. We are at 60 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass. Sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there when you need them, 805-466-6188. Got it. All right, we're set and ready to go. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Of course, that's 75. You can text. And you know about the NRA banquet and auction coming up next Saturday, the 7th, at the Paso Robles Event Center. I have an event ticket and dinner for two. That's $150 value. If you'd like it, email me, Kevin at kprl.com. That's between now and 9 o'clock. I'll let you know through the email if you have won that ticket. No need to call the office or anything along those lines. I will email you directly. Okay. Chris, you recently traveled.
I sure did.
What do you do for food?
Well,
okay, I'm sorry. What do you do for food between when you leave your home and you land at your destination?
Okay, it's been different each time. So the last time that I traveled, I was at the San Luis Obispo County Airport, and I was hungry. So I just bought one of the pre-wrapped sandwiches just to keep me sustained because I knew it would be a three-hour flight and I did not want to sit through a flight that's 3 hours long while I'm hungry.
You remember what you paid for it?
Too much.
Okay. Good point. Because when I go, I always make sure that I grab a couple of bottles of water. Because once you get past security, you can do that.
Certainly.
All right. So, and they are expensive.
They are expensive, the bottles of water being sold, but I just use the drinking fountain.
No, I like to, because that's the only thing I drink when I'm on a plane is water.
To each their own. They give me free water on the plane.
Well, I just like to have the extra because, you know, they come by and you use it. And anyway, that's just my thing.
Right.
And I know I'm going to be paying, you know, more than normal. And except for maybe one or two long layovers, and I'm not talking about an hour or two, I'm talking about, you know, 3 and 4 hour layover, I have purchased some items at the airport, and they were expensive. But you know that going in. It's, you know, it's the same thing. It's, you go into Disneyland, you go into a ball game, you're going to pay a lot more money than normal. All right? But here's a story that's... it's gotten a lot of views and so forth and so on. A family of six, they did not want to pay for expensive airport food. They had a delay in their flight. It was going to be a couple of hours. So what they did, and again, there's good and negative as far as the comments regarding this. So the mom, she's got four kids and her husband. She avoided the high-priced airport food during a flight delay, which, again, some people are saying is genius. Others are saying rude and inconsiderate. What she did was, they were leaving Oregon. I believe it was Medford to go to Mexico. and their flight was delayed. And the airport in Medford has limited food options, which I really don't care about the limited food options. But anyway, she didn't want to buy food there for six people. She said it's just too insanely expensive. So then her husband got an idea. And what they did is, using an app, they were able to order two Domino's pizzas who delivered them to the airport.
Did they, like, exit and then go back through security?
They had the TSA pre-check.
Okay. All right. Okay, that makes sense.
So they were able to do that. And they plopped the pizza boxes on the conveyor belt and went through without an issue. Okay, so when they found out that their flight delay was reduced.
Uh-oh.
And they boarded the plane with the carry-ons pizza. Now, what happens when you put a, if you go to a pizza place and you pick up the pizza and you put it in your car? Your car smells like a pizza for a day or two, doesn't it?
Certainly.
Okay.
Especially if it's got, if it's a pizza with garlic in it.
Yeah. Anyway, so the, you know, the flight attendant, they'd never seen anything like this before, so they're somewhat befuddled, but also saying, well, you know, this is pretty clever. Now, but everyone wasn't as happy. And the debate, and this is the debate, that the pizza smell could bother, well, I don't, you know, everything bothers somebody, but people have said bringing food on the plane like this is just rude. Because the smell of the pizza, even though most people like pizza, said, you know, it, that's kind of nice and stuff like that, but they should have eaten it before boarding. And although I've been on enough plane rides to know that some people will get on after they buy all that stuff and they carry it on the plane with them. But here's the other part. A full-size pizza box is cumbersome and creates unnecessary inconvenience for the crew. And
this is for six people.
Right.
I mean, I could eat a whole damn pizza on my own, but still, I imagine other people couldn't.
Yeah, because when the cocktail waitresses or attendants, whatever they call them now, they come down the aisle, they, you know, those bags are pretty small for putting stuff in, right? You just, throw your cup or your bag of pretzels in there.
Right, right.
All right, so imagine putting pizza boxes in this thing. So what many people are saying is that the planes aren't, they're not able to accommodate that type of garbage. Now, one could say, well, it's only one. Well, what if everybody starts doing that? Okay? And she did have kids, so I understand the kids getting hungry, because I think it's about a six-hour flight.
Ugh.
From Medford to wherever they were going to Mexico.
I thought my three-hour flight was tedious.
Yeah, well, I
can't imagine six.
Well, so if you're going on a flight that long, what do you do?
I'll probably eat beforehand. Eat a big old meal.
Okay, but they, because you don't want to spend the money for the $80 sandwiches on the flight.
No, I don't.
That are probably not any good anyway. But what I do, I carry some nibble stuff. What I do, because most of my flights are going to be 3.5 to 4 hours. So Linda does it. She prepacks things for me to nibble on, because before I go on, I'll have a meal of some sort. Nothing real heavy, just generally light. And then I make it, because I know, okay, I'm going to be landing in 4 hours. So, But this is gaining some momentum on who's right and who's wrong. So, I don't know, if I was sitting next to him, maybe they'd offer me a slice of pizza.
So that's what I'd be mad about is, hey, that pizza smells too damn good. You bring enough for everyone?
Yeah, that's it. Hi, good morning.
Just a comment on what you're talking about. If you fly into Chicago or if you fly into Dallas, any of those big airports, they got pizza parlors in the, and I guess anybody could take a slice of pizza or a couple slices of pizza on the airplane. And if the stewardesses were inconvenienced or the airline was inconvenienced because they had, two boxes or whatever, How many times have I been, or you have been, inconvenienced on flight delays, cancellations, lost luggage, yada, yada, yada?
Okay. Now I understand. So this is our way of getting back at them.
No, I think it's, you know, I mean, when you got kids, you know, I mean, if they've had them, I'm just saying, we just get a meal at the airport, it's probably $20-$25. And that's just a burger and fries and maybe, well, that's not even including a beer.
A little bit irrelevant, but when I was at one of the airports coming back, I stopped by McDonald's because it was the closest thing to my gate. They were out of burgers, they were out of fries, they were out of lettuce, they were out of tomatoes.
Yeah, and I don't eat the fast food anyway, but I think I got a breakfast sandwich or something one time, and it's not the same in the airports. I don't know, it just seems different, those fast food places. It's not the same. And then it's the cheapest in the airport, but it's still double what you could buy it outside.
Right. Now, so, I understand, you know, when people are coming, you know, the long distances, you know, those international flights, and, you know, you have the long 2-3 hour delays of people doing that. But for, like in my case, I'm getting on in San Luis, and I'm going to be landing in Louisville or somewhere, or in Baltimore, Maryland. Okay?
Yeah.
That's not a big deal. I don't have to worry about it because, you know, I bring a couple of, you know, those cheese snacks on the plane. I'm fine. I can make it 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. Well, I've been delayed. I missed a flight in Phoenix, and I think missed a flight in Dallas at one point. And we had like a 3 or 4 hour delay. We just left and Ubered it to a restaurant and ate and just got out of the airport. I mean, just to, because, I don't know, airports are kind of boring, other than people watching, you know. So, hey, another comment, Kevin. So the San Miguel Bridge, you said it was one lane? At one point. It was one lane at one point.
Okay.
Because the concrete was weak, and they were waiting on a federal grant to rebuild the second bridge, you know, the second bridge. Because, and they had to do one lane for the weight of the trucks. Could only go over it one at a time. And there was a stoplight on one side. And that went on for about a year and a half, 2 years. And then they tore that bridge down, or they built a bridge next to it, and then they dismantled that bridge.
It's weird because I got here in 84. Somehow I remember a light being on that bridge because, as I said, I used to live right at those apartments there. And I'd ride my bike out, and I don't know why I think I would remember that. And then the other part was, I thought Harry had something to do when he became supervisor of getting the second lane in. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but no. Well, they had to. It was the pillars on the bridge that they had to take out, okay. Or they remodeled the bridge. I could be wrong, you know, my memory, but I know that they had the concrete was deteriorating on the pillars of the bridge.
Okay.
And if you went down and they core sampled it and they found out that there was hollow or some hollow spots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Cheapest bid on concrete, I guess, and they didn't get the good stuff. But anyway, if you really think about it, I think that bridge was built and it had to be early 70s because the first one washed out in 69.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't wash out because the water level was so high. It washed out because it dammed all the trees and, you know, everything dammed up against it, and the pressure blew it out.
Oh, okay.
Today it would be tents and garbage.
Yeah. What do you think?
And bicycles.
Yeah. What do you think of that project going in out there?
I agree with you. That intersection is kind of nutty. I knew the owners of that, to be honest with you, and he was a crop. He was a big time crop duster on the Central Coast. And somebody called earlier. They didn't really load the planes. They would load maybe the initial plane, But they would take their chemical out and load. They would load out on some dirt road out on a ranch or something. They didn't go back there and load every time unless it was close by, you know. So, and you know the chemicals and that. But I don't foresee that being an issue. I mean, you got to figure that hasn't been operational for at least 30 years. 40 years.
More than that, because when I used to ride my bike out on that road, I don't remember seeing anything going on out there. I don't even recall even seeing a plane land. Now, I know on a lot of those properties out there, because I've flown over it, a friend of mine has a private plane, and I was amazed on how many airstrips there are, not only in out in those areas, but also if you start to fly over towards the coast, on how many of these large properties have airstrips on them.
Yeah, no, there, you know, there's a lot. Even when you went out to Vineyard, there was an airstrip out there.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, back to the bridge, when you came out of San Miguel, you came, you know how you make that turn.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you entered. That all everything to the south of that didn't exist. There was, you know, that was all new.
Yeah. Well,
so
you know,
you entered from another street in San Miguel, so you didn't enter from that street.
Well, it's a long time ago, so I forget. I just remember that was my not daily, but few times a week I'd head out that way and ride my bike. And
yeah, I was a small child, but I still have some faint memories of, you know, the impacts. And what happened was in the 69, it wasn't like the mountain, it was an amount of rainfall, but it was a consistent rainfall. I was told, I mean, I can't remember this, that it rained for like almost 30 days straight. One storm after, one after another. So
wasn't there a famous murderer who supposedly left a couple of bodies by that bridge in the late 70s, early 80s?
No, that was further up, and that's being reinvestigated. That was up at East Garrison. It was two young girls that were, I think it was that off of, that Detective Cole is working on right now. But there was two girls, actually two young girls that were abducted, and they found them under that East Garrison bridge where the railroad crosses.
Yeah,
somewhere in there.
Okay. So, all right. I was off a little bit, but thanks for the clarification.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm sure they'll sooner or later find it with the DNA, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because they did have DNA, so.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, have a good weekend.
Right. Okay, let's see here. It says here on the text, pizza is not nutritious food. Who cares?
It's damn good food.
Chris, you shouldn't be eating that. That's not very nutritious. Shut up. Hi, you got a minute.
Hey, Kevin, regarding your food on the airplane, I was flying with a friend back from San Francisco, and I knew this burrito bar just south of the Mission District, so we bought these two what we call gut bomb burritos. Finally got through TSA with them wrapped in the foil. And then we got on the plane and wheels up. We opened up our bags and got out the burritos. And this fragrance filled the airplane like it was an aerosol. And the people looked around and goes, "What's that?" I go, "Didn't you guys order the meal service? What's wrong with you?" We got low stairs, and they didn't like as much on the service crew.
Well, I don't blame them one bit.
It was a great moment.
I'm sure. How old were you?
I was in my 30s.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't a kid. I had gone up there for a long weekend and came back home on this, you know, flight from L.A. I was like 39, I think, at the time.
Right.
It was great. It was great.
All right, thanks. We're perfect timing. We're done for the day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The city of Paso Robles announced the latest appointments for the Planning Commission. Three commissioners were appointed, whose terms start March 1st. Ty Christensen and Eric Marlowe were reappointed, and Ashley Lorenz was appointed as a new commissioner. The County Planning Commission approved a 181 home development project in San Miguel on Thursday. The project would sit on a 43-acre parcel at 3000 Indian Valley Road and will be developed in four phases, contingent with upgrades to the San Miguel wastewater treatment plant. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's open mic Friday. Kenny and Darsha, or Darsha and Kenny, who's ever in the driver's seat today, will be in control. So enjoy that. Enjoy your weekend and continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.